Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Ricardo. So what's going on?
So I had to go to the car 3 times before I left today because I forgot something and I had to be here right away.
Isn't it funny, the comedy of errors that happens sometimes?
Yes.
It's when you're often in a rush.
Suddenly everybody drives very slowly.
Right, exactly.
They drive the same way. The day you are a bit in a hurry, then that happens.
Well, here we are.
Let's
look ahead
yes.
to Sunday and take a deep breath and reflect a little bit. So this hits a little bit of a nerve for you
mm-hmm.
in that, remember last week, because of the presentation of the Lord, we didn't really start the Sermon of the Mount at Sunday Masses. So here now, yeah, we're kind of in it in the Sunday in Ordinary Time, mm-hmm. Fifth Sunday.
So that's what we read today, the continuation.
Yeah, why don't I read it? We'll talk a little bit more about that.
We are reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father."
And so now we're in the Sermon of the Mount. It starts with the Beatitudes, so I'd recommend, of course, going back and starting Matthew chapter 5 to read that first. But here we are with a number of images. This is going to continue now for a number of weeks, Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's Gospel.
That's why I would recommend that we still read it at Mass. So I think I'm going to start the homily by reading the Gospel we missed last week, because otherwise the rest of this, it's very difficult to understand. So what Jesus is doing, I believe, with the beginning with the Beatitudes and what we call the second part of the Sermon in the Mount, which is all this application of the Beatitudes for the life of the disciple. It really is a manual on how to be a disciple of Jesus. And the first thing he's saying here, be salt and be light. The part of the salt, be the salt of the earth, it's used for marriages. When a couple chooses that gospel, I'm very confident that mm-hmm. we are going to have a good wedding, because it means that they understand that's the purpose of everything, is to be alive and to show your being alive and to being a disciple of Jesus to others.
Right. The reality of salt, though, it can lose its taste, as Jesus said. And it's a sobering reminder to all of us mm-hmm. that this great gift of our faith, this great gift of baptism, if it lies dormant, if it's just kind of sitting around, is that perhaps salt losing its taste. And the same thing with the light. It's just, there's a sobering message about that as well. It's a reminder that we need to live these things. It doesn't just, we're not automatically lights, we're not automatically salt for the earth. We've got to live that out and cooperate. right? Mm-hmm. But the positive side, the great cooperation we have in the mission of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I just want to go back. I really like what you said. I think it was last week as we were approaching this, but yeah, a manual or a blueprint for discipleship.
Correct.
That's what the Sermon
That's what
on
I think
Mount
it is.
Is. Yeah, and I think it's really worth really spending some real time with Jesus here in these Gospels, paying real close attention.
We speak a lot, especially in church circles, about discipleship and missionary discipleship. Discipleship means to follow Jesus. A disciple of Jesus is a follower of Jesus, as simple as this. Sometimes we use words to help, and sometimes they may not be helpful if we forget what the real meaning is. To be a follower of Jesus means to be a person that brings light to situations, a person that brings flavor to situations. It's a great call today, a great call.
And we do that in very, very intentional choices. We all like to think we're enjoyable to be around, or that we do good just by being present somewhere. But
speak for yourself. I don't know.
Well,
I know I can be...
I agree. Me as well. But you know, it's through those choices and those good deeds.
Yeah.
You know, we don't earn our way, of course, to Jesus's favor or to heaven, but we do have to be intentional about our acts of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thérèse of Lisieux said, you know, that's how you show love, is through your sacrifices, your daily work, really. That's what she's called, a little flower, because of her image of kind of, you know, laying petals or flowers around the world. But many saints have spoken of that, you know, that love is shown in deeds, in what we do. And we know that in a human level, bracket religion, but in any kind of relationship, you've got to put something forward in some way.
One great line in the gospel today, and I'm paraphrasing, you are the one who has the gospel in front of you, but it says that people will praise God through your shining. Shine to others so that others will be able to praise God.
Yeah, that Isn't others that, will see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father.
So we glorify God for the good deeds of others. This is great, a great insight in this gospel. Yeah.
And that importance of evangelization, of the communal nature of our faith. And we're in this together, and it's about us, but also about others and all of our relationship with God.
Which is the heart, the core, the interpretative key of the Beatitudes, to understand that Jesus is speaking to a community of disciples.
Right, know. Right. I think one thing to note over the next few weeks, there's always supposed to be some sort of connection between the first reading and the gospel, and sometimes that's more evident, sometimes less evident. Just looking ahead for the next few weeks, there's a real close connection between the Old Testament reading, the first reading, and the gospels.
What's the Old Testament this week?
Yeah, the Old Testament for this particular week is Isaiah 58, 7 to 10, and it's share your bread with the hungry, mm-hmm. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless, and it's these deeds that are listed here by Isaiah, but a reminder about accountability. I think that's what Jesus is saying and what Isaiah is, the prophet, is saying here as well. But just watch that over the next few weeks. Both readings will enhance our understanding of each reading by looking at both of them.
Can I make a nerdy comment? You know that the word salary comes from salt.
Oh.
You know, I like etymology and where the words come from. So the word salary, because the Roman soldiers were paid with salt. So that's why salary comes from there. So salt is precious, and salt conserves also. You could establish some metaphors or analogies here on what being the salt of the earth may mean.
That's a really good observation. You're into those words, though. You love that book and those words. I think that should be a component of our podcast moving forward. You have a special word that you're going to tell us about.
Okay. Very good. I think this is enough. It's a shorter podcast, but I think we are hitting on what I think we need to reflect about, or to help people reflect about this week.
This is good. And they might be a little shorter the next few weeks. We're working through the Sermon on the Mount. It's, again, those Gospels that I think are pretty evident, don't require a lot of commentary. But mm-hmm. We'll see when we come back next week. We might have different thoughts. I hope you have a more calm day moving forward.
It will be fine. See you next week, Philip.
Take care.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.